New York commuters are used to having and hearing all kinds of opinions, but a new ad campaign placed in the subway system has some riders making a double take. The promotion, funded by a pro-Israeli conservative group, equates Israel as civilized and its opponents as, quote, savages.
It's scary, you know, because, it's kind of racist. This is a kind of supporting war as well.
The ad reads, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man." Below are the words, "Support Israel, defeat jihad." The Metropolitan Transit Authority, the governing agency over New York's trains and buses, posted the ads this week after losing a court battle to prevent them from being displayed. On Tuesday, a group of religious organizations gathered at New York City Hall to protest the signs they say are inciting violence.
Because while it might be easy for some people to laugh off hate groups and think that they are already marginalized, it's not so easy in New York, where we have a history of elected officials who have associated themselves with these same hate groups.
But the group called the American Freedom Defense Initiative that sponsored the campaign is no stranger to the American media landscape. They're headed by self-proclaimed Zionist Pamela Geller, who spent thousands in her own personal fortune to rail against the Palestinian and Muslim worlds. And while Geller and her ads refer to the Israelis as civilized, her speeches and the ads do not include details of the Israelis' treatment of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. Geller's rhetoric also takes place in a city that has increased surveillance of the Muslim community over the last decade.
We also call on the media to act responsibly and fairly in reporting. So the haters hear us loud and clear. You and your vicious hate mongering are not welcome here.
These posters that are positioned in about 10 New York City subway stations will only be up for about a month. But the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which spent about $6,000 on this ad campaign, is promising similar and likely controversial promotions in the future. Gary Anthony Ramsey, Press TV, New York.